Yeah, it's tough. You know, you always want to win the home division games. You always want to win your home games, but you know when you're playing the Vikings, and it's tough to win at their place, but we feel like it's tough to win at our place as well. We started very slowly on offense, especially. Defense kept it in us. Third quarter got in a rhythm. Kind of carried over the fourth quarter. Just couldn't get that that score to take the lead there in the fourth quarter. So it's frustrating. Well, we had momentum at that time. If we make that kick, we're down two, so field goal wins it if we stop them. So I don't blame Mike on the call. It was tough. 51 yards, just tough field goal. But fortunately, we got, I think we were second and two that drive and had a miscommunication with the protection. Took a sack and I believe and just kind of hurt us there with the momentum that we had. Well, I started hitting guys who were open. First half, I struggled, missed a couple throws I should have hit. When we get into a rhythm on offense, we're tough to stop. We finally got Greg involved. Greg had no catches in the first half. First play of the second half, had a big catch and got him going. Driver got him going as well. Those guys both battled, I think, through cramps and injuries. So you got to give them a lot of credit for the way they battled. James made a big catch and run. Spencer had two big catches, and just got into a rhythm on offense. Why were things so well, we weren't in a rhythm. I think that's the first thing. That was due to lack of execution. Like I said, I was a little bit off in the first half, and we were struggling with the field position battle a little bit too. Defense did a nice job getting a turnover, and when you're playing at home, you gotta cash those in for seven. We had. Had to settle for three, unfortunately, and really didn't get the momentum back until the third quarter. Yeah. No, I think, we all got to be critical. I got to take a couple of those on me for sure. But we still battled. We hung in there. It's tough to take that many shots, for sure. You got to give them credit. They had a good scheme. They played a very soft coverage for a lot of the game, and they relied primarily on one or two blitzes, and did a nice job with it. So you got to give them credit. At the same time, we didn't execute the way we wanted to. A couple of times we had some miscommunication up front. A couple of times I for sure held the ball. Probably should have thrown it away. But I think as a whole, we need to do a better job. I mean, I'll be okay in a couple of days. Just want to hurt for a couple of days, though, physically and mentally. Yeah, the season's left, but we put ourselves in a tough spot. We got nine games left and two games back plus a tiebreaker. But we're still confident in where we're at. Obviously, you wanted to win the division first, but now we put ourselves in a difficult spot. Got to go to Tampa next week and get a win. We'll be two back with eight to play, and we got to win them all. Excuse me, one more time. I mean, I hate losing to whoever's at quarterback for them. I hate losing to the Vikings, especially, division rivals. Don't like losing at home. The crowd was electric tonight. Their support was amazing, kind of carrying us through there in the third quarter. We just could not keep that momentum going and couldn't finish off, the drive we had to take the lead. So that's disappointing. Doesn't matter who you play, though. It's just tough to lose. Yeah, I mean, we've had two games kind of like this. Both the games against Minnesota have been, kind of playoff atmospheres, I guess you could say. But it doesn't benefit you when you're losing these games. We need to store up some confidence in winning these kind of games. And the way we played in the second half, we were really one big play away from taking the momentum entirely and taking the lead there. So, the great teams find a way to win those games. I think we're a good team with the potential to be great, but we're going to have to really improve and be critical again. And I'm going to start with myself, and I'm going to get better. Yeah, they brought a pressure, I believe, up the middle. We had it protected, and it was one-on-one. Although Griffin was given a little ground, kind of slid to my left a little bit, and I kind of underthrew it a little bit. Maybe that's a ball I put on the line more. I got to watch the film. Same time, we had two guys coming from the backside across, and the drive wasn't showing up. James was on the drive. He might have read it as zone. And he didn't show up. If I maybe held it a tick longer and extended the play a little outside the pocket, maybe we'd have a better result there. But I still felt I probably should have thrown that more on the line there, that ball. I did not participate in any of those discussions, though. I'm confident in TJ, and I don't think Chad's 100%, so that's kind of the way we went.
Last question for Aaron. Aaron, you said good, but not great. What does it take to take that next step? Does it mean that it either streak-wise or importance of the game, or what is it?
I think it's a thing that's kind of dogged our team through the first seven games is being consistent for 60 minutes. And as cliche as that is, we've had great stretches where we played very well, but stretches where we've started slow, either the first half or the second half, or had lulls within the game. And I think the good teams are consistent in their execution throughout the game. And we're not that – we're the great teams. And, the good teams, you have those lulls. So we need to keep our focus strong throughout the game, make the most of our opportunities. And personally, I got to play a little more consistent, for 60 minutes. It starts with me, and I got to get better.